சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். சாப்டர் 13 வெர்ஸ் 23. உபத்ரஷ்டானுமந்தாச்ச பர்த்தா போக்தா மகேஸ்வரஹ பரமாத்மேதி சாப்யுக்தஹ தேஹேஸ்மின் புருஷஃ பரஹ. நவ் லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா டீலிங் வித் த டாபிக் ஆஃப் புருஷா அண்ட் பிரகிருதி. ஈவன் தோ அர்ஜுனா ஆஸ்க்டு அபவுட் புருஷா அண்ட் பிரகிருதி இன் த பிகினிங், பட் லார்டு கிருஷ்ணா டிண்ட் ஆன்சர் அபவுட் த புருஷா அண்ட் பிரகிருதி. ஹீ டிஸ்கஸ்ட் அபவுட் க்ஷேத்ரம் அண்ட் க்ஷேத்ரஜ்ஞஹ, தென் ஜானம் அண்ட் ஜ்ஞேயம். நவ் ஆஸ் எ ஃபைனல் டாபிக் ஓன்லி ஹீ இஸ் ஆன்சரிங் நவ். இட் லுக்ஸ் ஆஸ் தோ லார்டு கிருஷ்ணா அப்பியரிங் டு எக்ஸாம், ஆன்சரிங் டு அர்ஜுனாஸ் க்வெஸ்சன்ஸ். Arjuna is asking, Lord Krishna is answering. What do you mean by Purusha and Prakriti? Purusha means the sentient consciousness principle. Purusha means the sentient consciousness principle, known as Purusha because it fills the all bodies, all beings, in the form of existence and in the form of consciousness. Purayati fills sarvam, all the bodies. Bodies come under prakriti, matter principle, basic matter. So the basic matter prakriti is known as bodies. In those bodies, this Purusha is pervading, inheres, immanent. Sutre Manigana Iva. Just as the thread inheres, is immanent through all beads or all flowers. There are different types of flowers, different colors, but the thread, the sutra, is only one, continuously pervading, immanent, inheres, different types of beads. Similarly, here also the Purusha consciousness, this is Chaitanyam. Consciousness means Chaitanyam. Existence means Sat or Satyam, Irppudal. Tamilal, you want to know that existence is called Irppudal, Irukkara Tanmai. Consciousness means Arihara Tanmai, knowing faculty, knowing, conscious, I am conscious of. That consciousness and existence is the nature of that Purusha, without undergoing any change. Nirvikara Chaitanyam Purushaha Prakriti Sarireshu Anusyutataya Vartate. Anusyutataya is the Sanskrit word for inheres. Anusyutam means what? Inheres, immanent, inside, pervading. Generally we see flowers, our focus is only on flowers or beads, our focus is not on the thread, our focus is not on the and what you can call golden chain also, the chain rod we don't see, all beads, pearls you see. Our focus attention is only onto the colorful beads or flowers, naturally, because they are colorful, they are attractive. But all the beads, all the flowers, beads are flowers, they are intertwined, they are in the form of garland because of one thread. Therefore, thread can be called Purushaha there, because it purayati, it is there in all flowers. Therefore, Purusha is the one who is here, not male, but Purusha means Sat Chit Rupena, Satta Spurti Pradata Purushaha, where, to whom? Prakriti. Prakriti is basic matter, which evolves into all bodies. But all bodies are coming from Prakriti only. Why there are so many disparities in these bodies? Question may come. When all bodies are one and the same basic matter, all bodies, why one matter is cockroach form, one matter is lizard form, one matter is human form, another matter means Prakriti, another matter Prakriti is in another animal form. Why like this? Why this disparity? Who decides or determines the disparity between this matter? Don't say doesn't matter, but you have to know it. That matter appears differently because of law of karma. The law of karma decides the Prakriti matter, how to evolve, into which body it has to evolve. That matter evolve because of law of karma. The disparity between body to body, one species to another species, difference is because of law of karma. If you accept law of karma behind all these bodies, modifications, different species, different bodies, you are a Vedantin. If you accept law of karma is the cause behind all these bodies, which are nothing but basic matter, if you accept that, you are a Vedantin, you are an Astika. If you don't accept this law of karma behind the disparity of this matter principle, bodies, if you don't accept, you are a scientist like Darwin theory. What is the difference between Darwin and us? They don't accept the law of karma. Scientists, they don't accept the law of karma. We accept the law of karma. He also says matter only. Everything is matter. He says why matter is so different. There is a disparity in matter, differently appearing each matter. When we ask, he says by chance, just fluke it happens, accidentally it happens. We say why it has to happen accidentally. Why it is accidental, by chance? By chance, accidental will not be accepted by our own intellect. That is not the right answer. What is the right answer? Veda says, law of karma. Law of karma is there, Ishvara's order. The law of karma is the manual given by Bhagavan for every jiva, the body to come. That is law of karma, that order given by the Lord, civil code. So the law of karma given by the Lord. Therefore, Purusha and Prakriti, now we have to understand Purusha and Prakriti. Purusha means consciousness, existence, principle. Prakriti means basic matter. Next point. This basic matter is jadam, inert. Basic matter, prakriti, is called inert principle, jadam. Purusha is sentient principle, I said. Prakriti is jadam, insentient, inert matter. Now, how prakriti appears? Shastra says, prakriti means the whole world is called prakriti. Whatever you are experiencing is called prakriti. Whatever you are experiencing. Whole world you are experiencing. Entire universe you are experiencing. Experiencing means you are aware of. Are you aware of? Yes. Whatever you are aware of is called prakriti. How to know prakriti in front of us? Basic matter, if you ask. Whatever you are aware of, that is prakriti. Are you aware of this flower? Yes. Called prakriti. Are you aware of this mic? Yes. This is called prakriti. Are you aware of this desk? Yes. Prakriti. Are you aware of your body? Yes. I am aware of my body. Therefore, body is also come under prakriti. What is the English name for prakriti? Basic matter. So this basic matter, prakriti, whatever I am aware of is called prakriti. Entire universe, all names and forms, whatever I am experiencing, all of them are prakriti. Prakriti is modification. Including this body also, because I am aware of, I am the upadrashta of this body. I am the drashta. 23rd shloka, first word, upadrashtanumantacha. This Purusha is Sakshi Chaitanyam, upadrashta. Body is the prakriti principle, jadam. Jadam by itself cannot be sentient because it is jadam. It is sentient because of or by the blessings of Anumanta. This Purusha, the consciousness principle, is the Anumanta, allows the body to be sentient by its presence. The Purusha, which is the consciousness existence principle, is the Anumanta, allows the Anumanta means which is allowing, giving permission, blessing to what? To this inert prakriti body. This inert body, which is jadam, is able to move, is able to function because of the blessing of, because of the anumati, permission, blessing of this Upurusha. Therefore, this Purusha is known as Upadrashta, Purusha is known as Anumanta. Body is blessed by this Purusha, since it is inert. Whatever you are aware of is prakriti. World is prakriti, matter made out of matter. Of course, body is also, I am aware of, therefore, it is also prakriti, matter, principle. What about your mind? Shastra says, ask yourself, mind comes under prakriti or not? No. Body is prakriti, up to that I can accept. How mind can be prakriti? Apply the same law. What is that law? Whatever I am aware of must be the prakriti. Whatever I am aware of must be the prakriti. Are you aware of your mind? Are you aware of your happy mind? Yes, Swamini. Morning, I am aware of my happy mind. Afternoon, Are you aware of your happiest mind? Yes. I have got a good news. What good news? 24 hours water comes. No? Good news. For a housekeeper, no? Homemaker, not housekeeper, and what is all about? Homemaker. For a homemaker, what is the good news? 24 hours water supply is there, it is a good news. So I am happiest. Are you aware of that happiest mind? Yes. You are the awareer. Mind is awared by you. Therefore, mind also must be prakriti, matter. So what are all come under matter? World is also matter, prakriti. Body is also matter, prakriti. Mind is also matter, prakriti. Matter is equal to prakriti, prakriti is equal to matter. I am both deliberately using, I want all of you get familiarity to the matter and prakriti. Whatever scientists call as matter, we call it as prakriti. Prakarshena kriti yogyatvat prakriti. Why it is called prakriti? Why matter is called prakriti? It can be molded. It can be changed. Just as the wood, you can change into elephant doll, you can change into Vinayaka doll, same wood you can change into Krishna doll, change wood you can convert into a Unjal, same wood you convert into this desk, moldable, you can convert into different shapes. Similarly, prakriti also kriti yogyaha, prakarshena. In a different forms, it can be molded. That is why it is called prakriti. Marattai maraittadu mamadayanai. Marattai enna wood. Maraindadu. What is that? Elephant is hiding in behind the wood. Oh, elephant romba nanna irukke enna. Elephant illappa, wood. Marattil maraindadu mamadayanai. After that, what it does? Marattai maraittadina. It will hide the wood and elephant appears. We forget about wood. Like that, this prakriti evolves because of purusha. By itself, it cannot evolve because it is jadam. It is insentient. So, world is prakriti. Body is also prakriti. Mind is also prakriti. Every coin has got two sides. Every coin has got two sides. Two sides. Now I apply this principle of two sides of every coin into our life. Our life coin also has got two sides. Our life coin has also got two sides. Wrong side, right side. Adena solluva illaya? Wrong side, right side. Bomma oru pakkam irukkum, oru pakkam number irukkum. Toss, they put no toss. Like that, our life also tossed by this Maya Prakriti. What is that coin? Positive side, negative side. Right side and wrong side. Positive side or negative side. Or right side or wrong side. Our life coin is also having, I like this example, today morning it came in my mind, I want to present it. First I take it out and put in your brain, in your mind, I am so relaxed. So this coin life has got two sides, right side and left side, or wrong side, positive side and negative side. If you understand this prakriti, two sides, both the sides, prakriti purusha, prakriti purusha. Both the sides, prakriti purusha means what? Whole world is there, body is there, mind also is there. But the whole matter, spirit and matter combined, I am. Purusha, prakriti combined, I am. So I am awareer, purusha, purusha principle. I am, what I am aware of is body principle. So body is also with me here. Therefore matter principle. So spirit and matter, or Purusha and Prakriti, both are there to this life coin. Okay? Why I am telling all this? Now only the story begins. Once you understand this life coin, which has got Purusha and Prakriti, you have to know the right side also, not only wrong side, not only negative side. You have to see the right side, positive side. That is means what? You are focusing on Purusha. Focusing on Purusha is called right side or positive side. Without focusing on Purusha, without knowing Purusha, without knowing spirit, if I focus only onto the body, matter, prakriti, I am focusing that side only, that is called negative side of life coin. Negative side or wrong side. All jnanis focus on the right side of the coin, that is Purusha. Positive side, Purusha, because of whom this other side is sentient. Because of whose blessings the Prakriti is sentient. Okay, side, right side, left side, and don't take literally. Just for understanding only, I am presenting. It is not a coin really. Just for understanding sake. Therefore, Jnani is one who focus onto the Purusha. Ajnani is the one who focus on Prakriti, body, mind, complex. Negative side. Wrong side. So what? Next further consequence. If you focus onto the Purusha part of your life coin, world is wonderful, body is beautiful, mind is meaningful. Do you remember the last class? Oru varam achi swamini. 1 week over. No, not 1 week. You have to remember now. If you focus onto the Purusha, the spirit principle, that part of your personality you focus, the whole world Prakriti is wonderful, the body Prakriti is beautiful, the mind Prakriti is also meaningful. If not, if you are not focusing to Purusha, if you are focusing onto the Prakriti matter only, this body, Prakriti, matter only you are focusing, not knowing the spirit, not understanding the spirit, the same world is worry causing. Same W. Ange wonderful, it is worry causing. It causes some worry in me. It's a threat. World is a threat. It's worry causing world for me. Body, instead of beautiful body, burdensome. Body is burdensome. Mind, instead of making the mind meaningful, that mind, other side, menace. Miserable or menace? Problematic. Same yam. Angenna meaningful, inge vandu menace. Problematic. Menace enna problematic. Makes my life miserable enna. Now you see your life is, you want to convert the world into wonderful, body into beautiful, mind into meaningful, focus onto the Purusha. Focus means not looking into Purusha, sattu chittu enna. Understanding that Purusha, claiming that Purusha as upadrashta, ahamasmi, sakshi chaitanyam, Anumanta, I am the blessing principle behind this matter principle. This clarity, claiming, understanding alone is called moksha. Otherwise, I am ignorant, not attending Bhagavad Gita class and having so many other engagements, Swamini. Class is only a secondary for many people. All other priorities waiting, no? A lot of things are waiting. Class Swamini continue pannindey irupa adu eppudu nadandinde irukum People take it granted. Whatever I have presented today, I have not presented before my classes in any class. You ask my old students, have I presented? In this manner, in the coin, negative, wrong side, right side, first time today only it came in my mind. Don't think I talk the same thing. If you ask me the same class, if I speak in the evening, differently it comes. Not the same points. That's why I ask students, try to attend maximum extent classes without fail. Inevitable, not possible at all. At that time is okay. But you have to keep in track with the class, whatever has happened in the class, subject matter. But many people do not know what is the right side, wrong side, positive side, negative side. How? Without studying, without attending the classes, how can we grasp? Therefore, I the Purusha am Sakshi Chaitanyam. I enlivens this matter principle. You have to convert the world into wonderful, body into beautiful. It's an upakaranam for me. It is an instrument. Mind is meaningful, really speaking. I need not get oppression, depression, suppression. Even they try to come, I have to look at them like this. If I stare at them, they'll afraid of me and run away. The depression sometimes a problem, manasilo koncham, feelings, emotions, vandida aham. We cannot avoid it. Even they try to rise and come, before that itself, they have to stand there, outside. They should not enter inside and disturb me. When, if I am a sincere Bhagavad Gita student, they cannot come inside. Otherwise, they will come and do lot of all gandragolam, no? Gandragolam. Once they come and do all gandragolam, you cannot do anything. You have to go to a psychiatrist. Lord Krishna is the best psychiatrist, I will tell you. He is the one who is curing all the mind's problems. If you study Bhagavad Gita, you need not go to any psychiatrist. You need not have any emotional problems. If you study Gita, I will tell you. That is why it is a universal text. It must be a universal text for all people. Now come to the topic. Upadrashta, Anumanta. Now, one more last and final point. The Purusha alone has got the wrong title. What? Jiva. Matter by itself, Prakriti by itself, it doesn't have any Kartrutvam, Bhoktrutvam. Once I, the Purusha, is blessing the matter principle, what I have done, I have forgotten my Purusha status, Sakshit status. And I have taken this body, mind, blessed by me. And it is dancing and doing lot of things, mind, body, mind. I have taken myself as Jiva, miserable housewife. Miserable householder, miserable employee, I have taken myself. Matter cannot have any role, really speaking. The Purusha alone is main, the Prakriti is functioning in my presence. All thoughts, known, all thoughts means noble thoughts, ignoble thoughts, I am aware of. Healthy body, unhealthy body, I am aware of. World also, plus points and minus points in the world, I am aware of. The awareer is not affected by the that what he is aware of. This is the law we have to understand. What for this whole preparation? I, the Purusha, am not affected by, afflicted by what are all happening in the body, mind, world, Prakriti. That is a blessing, really speaking. I, the Purusha, even though I am close, proximate to this body, mind, matter. I am not afflicted by this matter, body, mind. I am not afflicted by the worldly people, incidents or situations. I am not at all affected, really speaking. But I am affected, Swamini. You are telling I am not affected, but I am feeling 100% I am affected. I am affected by my husband, I am affected by mother-in-law, I am affected by brother-in-law, I am affected by my neighbor, I am affected by servant, I am affected by what not. Big list. I am affected by. Shastra says, you are thinking you are affected by them, afflicted by them, because you, the Purusha, originally, Purusha means what? The Sakshi Chaitanyam, you have mistaken yourself as the body, mind. You have mistaken yourself as samsari, struggling, old age is having whom? Body or you? Body is having old age. Body is having disease. Body is having problem, mind is having problem. You are the knower of that body-mind problems. You are the awareer of that body-mind problems. You are the Sakshi Drashta. The awareer is always different from the aware body-mind problems. This knowledge helps me like a shock absorber, not to disturbed by whatever is happening in the body, mind. I have no control over the body. I have no control over my mind totally. I have no control over the world, people, at all. I am not afflicted by understanding this. This knowledge is like a shock absorber. What? The surprise. Nothing to surprise in this world. Anything can happen at any time to anyone, at any corner, at any place. That is called matter. Anything can happen to this body, mind in this world, at any time, at any place. Understanding this is called wisdom. Matter is changing. Body is changing, mind is changing, world is changing. It is its nature. But I, the awareer, am unchanging principle, unaffected principle. Recognizing this unaffected, unchanging principle in the midst of changing matter, body, mind complex. What is wisdom? Recognizing or claiming this unchanging, unaffected, eternal consciousness, existence, Sakshi Chaitanyam as myself in the midst of body-mind complex. Why? I am the Upadrashta, I am the Anumanta, I am the boss. I am the boss, supervisor-like. I am seeing what is happening in the body. If I identify with the body, world is worry causing, body is burdensome, mind is a menace. If I understand I am Purusha, world is wonderful, body is beautiful, mind is meaningful. Over. Two sides of the same coin. Okay. Upadrashtanumantacha upadrashtru shabdaha. Upa plus drishdhatu trich pratya. Anumantru. Similarly, Anumantru. Anumanta, bharta. Bharta means I am the sustainer. Satta, pradata, sphurti pradata. Bhokta, I am as though I am experiencing. Inert body cannot experience anything. Inert mind by itself cannot experience. Then who is experiencing? Someone in the middle who is experiencing as though I, the Sakshi Chaitanyam, as though I am experiencing. Bhokta, Purusha, I am Sakshi Chaitanyam, Prakashayati. Bhokta means what really here? I illumines all the actions which are all going in the body-mind complex. We have to travel a lot. Not journey is not over. Long journey this is. Bhokta prakashayati ityarthaha experiencer. See, one example I'll give you. I am just like Aidi Purusha Sakshi Chaitanyam. I am just like fire. Like sun. Surya. Let us take one example, fire example. When you go near the fire, you put your finger in the fire and you say, fire has burnt my hand, you say. Fire has burnt my hand. Really speaking, fire has burnt your hand or your finger has, finger gets burnt. Finger gets burnt, not fire is burning. Fire is planning, now she is going to put her finger in me, therefore let me burn her finger. Deliberately, willfully, fire is thinking or fire is burning the finger. Because your finger is associated with the fire, finger gets burnt. Instead of saying finger gets burnt, what you are saying? Fire is burning my finger. Enna tappu paarengo. Fire is not doing anything. Your finger gets burnt. Similarly, the Purusha is like fire. Body mind complex is Prakriti, gets associated, and between this body is affecting me. Body is affecting me, mind is affecting me. Adi kuda solla matam first. Mother-in-law is affecting me. She is not affecting. Your mind is affecting. Really speaking, your mind is also not affecting, but you are giving the identity. You are identifying with your mind. Therefore, mind is affecting. Jada manas, how it can affect? Jada shariram, how can it affect you? Because you become one with the body, you become one with the mind, and taking it, body is afflicting me, mind is afflicting me, that is afflicting me, world is afflicting me. Who is this me? Sakshi Chaitanya, Upadrashta. Upadrashta Anumantani Tiriyamale, I am the Purusha, I am the supporter, I am the sustainer, I am the Sakshi Chaitanyam, Ariyamal. Taking this body, mind, Prakriti as real, and matter afflicting each other. matter afflicting each other, really speaking. Suppose this clip comes and hold on to this. Now this clip can complain. This clip is coming and crushing me. This clip is coming and crushing me. Pressing me. Can this clip complain? Can this clip be happy? I am crushing you. Can this clip be happy? Can this clip be sad? Why? Why they are not sad or happy? Tell me. Inert. They are inert. Neither this clip is happy, I am crushing you and happy. This clip is not sad, I am crushed by you. I am pressed by you, this is not unhappy. Because they are inert. Now I will ask you, what is the difference between the clip and your body? No change. Because of this Purusha, I am enlivening this Prakriti, body, matter, which is not different from the clip. I gave sentience to this pain. It is not telling pain. Pain. I am afflicted. It's very nice. It's because of Purusha. Not by itself. Think a lot. Think. It's not like soft dosa to eat. It's like a purum velangai madra. Muruk chida madri. Kadikive mudiyade. The teaching is like that. It is not like halwa. You have to crush with so much of munching. Body, mind, complex, becoming sentient because of me, the Purusha. I, the Purusha, and the body, mind, complex, once they come into contact each other, another person come here, ahankara, that is called jiva, ahankara. That ahankara is playing the role. This ahankara goes wrong side, life is miserable. This ahankara comes to Bhagavad Gita class, right side, life is wonderful. Now your life is wonderful or not? I think it's wonderful. I don't know what you are thinking. Therefore, I am the bhokta as it were, really speaking. I means here, the purusha focused. I is as though bhokta. You know, body mind cannot be bhokta. Inert body mind. Originally, I am pure consciousness. I am also not bhokta. But because of proximity, because of closeness, as though bhokta I am, as though enjoyer, as though experiencer, as though beautiful you are. Everybody, when you wear this sari, you look so beautiful. You wear this necklace, you are so beautiful. That means you are not beautiful. Euphemistic language, that's all. Straight away, if I say, it won't be nice. No? In this sari, you look so beautiful. Anna, anartha. Enna? It is praise. Praising or kindle pandrada, anna. Adhe madri. Adhe madri. Here also, as though bhokta, I am not bhokta really. I am not the experiencer, as though I am experiencer in this body. Clear, I hope. Therefore, who am I now? Maheshwaraha. I the Purusha, original Purusha, I am. Maheshwaraha, Mahan Ishwaraha. Karmadhare Samasa. Mahan Ishwaraha means I am the controller. By blessing the body mind with sentiency, I am controller. Sarvatmatvat, I am the Maheshwaraha. I am the controller of this Prakriti. Prakriti is under my control. Body, mind, complex plus universe. Prakriti means, remember, world, body and mind. Not only that, Paramatma api aham. Paramatma means Paramaha, Utkrishtaha, Sreshtaha. Atma, Paramatma, Mahavakya, Mahavakya mantra. I am the Paramatma. Instead of saying I am Paramatma, what am I doing? I am Jivatma Swamini. I have Sanchita Karma, I have Prarabdha Karma. Innu Yattanali Rukumo, Sini Gam, Sini Rahu Ketu, Yattanali Rukumo, Innu. And the Mahardasha Varliye, Innu, Innu, Yaar Kappana. Paramatma, Jivatma, Na, Ninichindirka. Puriyadha? Wrong title we have given to Paramatma as samsari. Samsaritvam is a wrong title for Paramatma. In the name of Jivatma we are giving. Paramatma can never be the samsari. That's why whole samsara problem is because of adhyasa, ignorance, wrong notion. Don't think you know everything. When you come to the shastra only, you know you don't know anything. That's why many people don't come to the class. Once I come to the class, Swamini, I come to know I don't know many things. That's why I cannot withstand that. Like that they say, I cannot withstand. No, no more solra, Swamini. Enakku theriyadhadella solra. Unakku theriyadha solradhukaga naan vanda inge. I am not here to say what you know. I am here to say what you don't know. What you are thinking you know, I am making you to know that you don't know. Clear? Not me, Krishna. Okay, Paramatma. Parah Purushaha. You see the last word. Purushah Paraha. The Supreme Purusha. Free from all limitations. Paraha means free from all limitations. Not afflicted by any gunas. Purushaha here. Don't take Nirguna Brahman. Actually here, Purushaha we can take, Maya Sahitam Brahma, Paramatma we can take. When you take Nirguna Brahma, Nirupadhikam Brahma, no association with the matter. Sopadhikama irundinde, Sopadhika means what? Along with the body mind complex also, Sopadhikama irindinde, I can say I am Nirupadhikam Brahma. To say I am Nirupadhikam, mediumless, I am not afflicted by this body mind, to say this, you must have body. See, associate with Prakriti to that extent, to claim I am Nirupadhika Brahman. With Sopadhika body mind complex, make use of matter to claim you are not matter. Okay, next shloka. All are wonderful shlokas. 24.
Ye evam veti purusham prakritim cha gunaisah sarvatha vartamanopi na sabhuyo bhijayate.
Very, very important mantra. The phalam of this knowledge is given here. The phalam of this knowledge.
Yaha evam purusham veti. Whoever knows this purusha, as said by their teacher properly. Not hearing somewhere in some lectures, some person giving lecture and listening about purusha. No, it doesn't work. Systematically, whoever listens in the class for a length of time, systematically, consistently, just like that, no one can understand. That's why Lord Krishna says, Yaha evam veti. Eva means 45 minutes class, whoever understands. This previous all minutes, you know. Evam veti purusham. Not only purusha, prakriti also. Prakriti, world, body, mind, matter principle, gunaihi saha, along with its gunas. Along with its gunas. Gunaihi means there are two meanings for guna. Product is also called, body mind complex is also called prakriti. And second meaning, three gunas are also can be called as prakriti. Product of prakriti is also called guna. That is called body mind complex. Because made out of prakriti, therefore gunas are there. Gunaihi are three gunas. With three gunas. Gunaihi saha prakritim. Abhijanati. Is not, na abhijayate. He is not born. That means he gets videha mukti. While living, jivan mukti. After death, videha mukti. No punarjanma. Na abhijayate bhuyaha. Bhuyaha means again. Again, he will not born. He will not born again. Sarvatha vartamanaha api. Sarvatha vartamanaha means here, in whatever ashrama he or she is, whatever job he is in or she is in, that job, nothing, no problem. You need not change your ashrama. Ashrama are changing the dress, are changing your all vasham, won't work. Knowledge alone is important. That's why Lord Krishna is very particular about knowledge, not the ashrama. Either you are in which varna is, doesn't matter. You are in which ashrama, doesn't matter. You are in which job, working field, also doesn't matter. But what you are is important. Your bhavana is important. Your bhavana, your thinking, your understanding, your cognition is important. Not the vesham. Swamini, you are a sannyasini, that's why it is easy for you. Who said? Who said sannyasa ashrama is easy? It is not so easy. Wearing same color every day, not easy. It's difficult.
Like that, so many difficulties are there. Every ashrama has got its own plus points, minus points. Grihastha ashrama also is having. Therefore, never compare to anyone at any time with anything. What I am, where I am, given time, given parents, given place, given job, given duties. Where I am, I can claim I am Brahman. That stubborn mind you require. If you have that, all these complaints, no, choice, no, nothing. People postpone moksha by saying this only. If I would have not married, you would have not married. What is the use of saying? Who said? Our rishis were all married. Our rishis were great grihasthas. Who said? Sanyasashrama cannot guarantee moksha. Remember, grihasthashrama never deny the moksha. What is the point we have to note is only your mind, your bhavana, your understanding. How many misconceptions you have in the mind, remove all of them. Study Gita first, olunga padi podum, onnu panna venda. First study Gita for a length of time. Don't teach others. Okay, first you understand. It takes a lot of time. வீட்டுக்கு போய் வீட்டுக்காரு கொஞ்சம் என்ன சொன்னார் சுவாமி நீ சொல்லு எனக்கு என்ன. டோன்ட் கம்யூனிகேட் லைக் தேட். இட் இஸ் நாட் தட் மச் ஈஸி டு கம்யூனிகேட். நான் காக்கா மாதிரி கத்தின்னு இருக்கேங்க, இப்போவே புரியல. சும்மா அப்படியே கஷ்டப்படாமல் ஒன்றுமே வராது, ஞாபகம் வச்சுக்கோங்க. கஷ்டப்படாமல் ஒன்றுமே வராது, வந்தால் கூட அது வேலை பண்ணாது. ஓகே, நான் லுக் இன் டு த பூயா ந அபிஜாயத்தே. ஹி வில் நாட் பார்ன் மீன்ஸ் ஹி வில் நாட் கெட் புனர்ஜென்மா. வாட் டு யூ மீன்? ஹீ ரிகக்னைஸ் நவ் இட் செல்ஃப் ஐ ஆம் பர்த்லெஸ், வேர் இஸ் த கொஷன் ஆஃப் செகண்ட் பர்த். தட் இஸ் கால்ட் ந அபிஜாயத்தே புனா. தட் இஸ் த மீனிங். ஐ ஆம் பரமாத்மா ஓன்லி, நவ் ஆல்சோ ஐ ஆம் பர்த்லெஸ். Since I am ever birthless Atman, where is the question of next birth? Now itself I am denying birth. If this birth I accept only, Punarjanma I have to accept. This birth itself I am not accepting because I am Purushaha, I am the Atma Chaitanyam. I am birthless, ever birthless. Where is the question of free from next birth? Then what? Why Krishna says like this? Krishna says like that only. You have to understand properly. Krishna says, Bhuyaha na bhijayate means, this person recognizes himself or herself as pure Sakshi Chaitanyam, ever birthless Atma Chaitanyam. Therefore, I will not have second birth at all because first birth itself I have negated. Neti, neti dvara. I am not this, I am not this. What is the method? How to get this knowledge? How to claim I am Brahman? Method given by Shastra. In this shloka itself it is there. Drik drishya viveka. Drik drishya viveka is the best method. I am the drik seer, experiencer, observer, sakshi chaitanyam. Whatever is observed, experienced, witnessed by me is matter. Go ahead with this drigdrishya viveka. Go ahead your sadhana, continue. Whatever I see is matter. I am not that. I am not that. Neti, neti, neti. I am not this. I am not this. So nishedha mukha vakyena drik drishya viveka dvara you can claim and show your thumb. Okay, that is called victory. How people do sadhana? Now next shloka, Lord Krishna gives sadhanas. Dhyanenatmani pashyanti. கேசிதாத்மானமாத்மனம் கேசிதாத்மானமாத்மனம்
anye sankhena yogena karma yogena chapare
sadhanas in five stages Lord Krishna gives depending upon their levels. From 25th shloka onwards, jnana sadhanani and jnana phalam, up to 35th last shloka Lord Krishna gives jnana sadhanani, jnana phalam. What are those sadhanas? Number one, karma yogena atma atmani atmanam pashyanti kechit. You have to supply this kechit atmanam atmani pashyanti for all sadhanas. Karma yogena kechit atmanam atmani pashyanti atmana. The self in the mind, with the mind. Atmanam means the self, capital S. Atmani means in the mind. In the mind means that mind which is disciplined, trained, well-tamed mind. That is Sukshma Buddhi in Artham. Atmani, Atmana, with the mind. They recognize this Atma with a disciplined mind in their mind. So that is why in meditation today what I said, your mind alone is your friend, your mind alone is your enemy. Atmani atmanam pashyanti, by their own mind, by attending Bhagavad Gita class. Atmana, atmani, in their own mind, they recognize. Pashyanti means they recognize what? Atmanam, this self. Karma yogena, some people by practice from scratch onwards, they say, no, from scratch onwards I have earned money, I have constructed the house. Adimadri pavam, they start there. Because no samskara, no chitta shuddhi, no purity in their mind, raga, desha, kama, krodha, allame irukku, possessiveness. Enna pandrathu? Start from karma yoga. Some people start from the beginning. Karma yoga is the first. What is karma yoga? Mala nivrityartham, chitta mala nivrityartham karma yogena. Suppose you have completed karma yoga in the last birth. Okay. If you have completed karma yoga, you are reasonably, your mind is calm, quiet, not having too much possessive nature, romba humble, simple. You like all good minds, no? Adu madri irundha, suppose, upasana yoga, second level of sadhana, upasana yoga. So you can come straight away, ishta devata, dhyanam, puja. Because your mind is so calm, quiet, your mind is so humble, simple, ignorant, innocent mind. And the kalmasham kadaiyadu manasla. Enna karma yoga nariya panni aachu pona janmala. Ippo konja kalmasham kammiya irukke. Kammiya irukke. So, but vikshepa jaastiya irukke. Suppose your mind is so vacillating, you have to go to eka rupa dhyanam. Dhyana yoga, and upasana yoga, second stage of practice. Chitta vikshepa nivrityartham, second stage. Suppose you have completed that second stage also in the previous janma, or at a very young age itself. Ishta devata, puja, everything you have completed, your mind is so... Ashtanga yoga you have done sufficiently from childhood. Your mind is so focusing, like bakadhyana madri. Like that crane, eppadi focusing. Adi madri, if your mind is so focusing, you can come to the third stage, Sankhya Yogena, Shravana Yoga. Sankhya Yoga means Shravanam. Come to Gita class. கொஞ்சம் உத்தம அதிகாரி, இங்கே டிவிஷன் டிஃப்ரெண்ட்டாக இருக்கும், நான் அப்புறம் ப்ரெசென்ட் பண்ணுறேன் எப்படின்னு அதிகாரி. ஸோ நெக்ஸ்ட் தேர்ட் ஸ்டேஜ் இது கால்டு ஞான யோகா ஆர் சாங்கிய யோகா. கன்சிஸ்டன்ட் சிஸ்டமேட்டிக் ஸ்டடி ஆஃப் வேதாந்திக் ஸ்கிரிப்சர்ஸ் ஃப்ரம் ஏ காம்பிடென்ட் எலைவ் டீச்சர் ஃபார் ஏ லெங்க் ஆஃப் டைம், தட் இஸ் கால்டு ஸ்ரவணம். தட் இஸ் தேர்ட் ஸ்டேஜ். சப்போஸ் யூ ஹாவ் கம்ப்ளீட்டட் தட் ஆல்சோ இன் த ப்ரீவியஸ் ஜென்மா, ஸ்ரவணம் யூ ஹாவ் கம்ப்ளீட்டட், தென் மனநம் இஸ் சஃபிஷியன்ட், யூ ரிகலெக்ட் ஆல் தோஸ் ஆஸ் தோ யூ ஹாவ் ஹர்ட் ப்ரீவியஸ்லி. அந்த மனநம் டு ரிமூவ் டவுட்ஸ், ஸ்ரவணம் இஸ் டு ரிமூவ் அஜ்ஞானம், அஜ்ஞான நிவத்தியர்த்தம் ஸ்ரவணம், தேர்ட் ஸ்டேஜ் ஆஃப் சாதனம், லிசனிங் டு ஸ்கிரிப்சர்ஸ். இஃப் யூ ஹாவ் கம்ப்ளீட்டட் தட், ஸ்ட்ரைட் அவே யூ கேன் கோ டு மனநம். மனநம் மீன்ஸ் டு ரிமூவ் டவுட்ஸ், சம்சய நிவத்தியர்த்தம் மனநம், ரிஃப்ளெக்டிங் அப்பான் தட் டீச்சிங் வாட் யூ ஹாவ் அண்டர்ஸ்டுட் ஃப்ரம் யுவர் டீச்சர், ஏதர் இன் திஸ் ஜென்ம ஆர் ப்ரீவியஸ் ஜென்ம. ஆர் யூ ஆர் சோ மச் அட்வான்ஸ்டு, சப்போஸ் நிதித்தியாசனமே போதும், ப்ராட் ஃபார்வர்டு, யூ நீட் நாட் டு கர்மயோகா, யூ நீட் நாட் டு உபாசன யோகா, யூ நீட் நாட் டு சிரவணம், ஒரே ஸ்ட்ரைட்டவே நிதித்தியாசனம். ஃபிஃப்த் ஸ்டேஜ் டு ரிமூவ் விபரீத பாவனை, ஹேபிச்சுவல் நோஷன்ஸ். அது கொஞ்சம் பண்ணாலே டக்கு டக்குன்னு வந்துடும், அகம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி, அயம் ஆத்மா பிரம்மா, ஓ அப்படிதா நானே பிரம்மன் தான், ஆயிடுச்சு ஓவர். தீஸ் ஆர் த ஃபைவ் ஸ்டேஜஸ். யூ ஆர் இன் ஹுஷ் ஸ்டேஜ், யூ ஹாவ் டு திங்க், ஐ டோன்ட் நோ டீச்சர் டூனாட் நோ, கர்மயோகமா உபாசன யோகமா ஜான யோகம்ல சிரவணமா மனநமா நிதித்தியாசனமா. சில பேர் இந்த அஞ்சு ஸ்டேஜ் இல்லாமலே லாஸ்ட் ஜென்மாவிலே கேட்டுட்டேன், லைக் வாமதேவன் மாதிரி, ஹேவிங் ஹேர்ட் எவ்ரி திங் அண்ட் ஜஸ்ட் தே அட் த ஏஜ் ஆஃப் வெரி யங் ஏஜ் லைக் ரமண மகர்ஷி, சூப்பர் ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் ப்ராடிஜிஸ் பிகாஸ் தே ஹவ் கம்ப்ளீட்டட் இன் ஜென்மாஸ் அண்ட் தே ஜஸ்ட் பார்ன் அண்ட் தே ரிமெம்பர் தட் நாலேஜ் அண்ட் சே அஹம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி. அந்த மாதிரி கேட்டகரி யாராவது இருக்காங்கன்னா பரவாயில்ல, நெக்ஸ்ட் கிளாஸுக்கு வரவே வேண்டாம். சூப்பர் ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் ப்ராடஜி அந்த மாதிரி இருக்கிறதெல்லாம் ரேர், கிடையவே கிடையாது. நம்ம கிளாஸ் சொல்லும் போதே புரியல. அதிகாரி பேதா பியூட்டிஃபுல்லி மதுசூதன சரஸ்வதி ப்ரெசன்ஸ் ஃபோர் டைப்ஸ் ஆஃப் அதிகாரிஸ் ஹீ ப்ரெசன்ஸ். சம் ஆச்சாரியாஸ் ப்ரெசன்ஸ் த்ரீ டைப்ஸ் ஆஃப் அதிகாரிஸ், மதுசூதன சரஸ்வதி ப்ரெசன்ஸ் ஃபோர் டைப்ஸ் ஆஃப் அதிகாரிஸ். வாட் ஆர் தோஸ் கேட்டகரிஸ் அதிகாரித்வம், ஐ வில் எக்ஸ்பிளைன் இன் த நெக்ஸ்ட் கிளாஸ். பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்சதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரிஹி ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம்.